This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Jefferson County District Attorney has filed a felony hate crime charge in an alleged assault reported in April. Eric Breeman has already been charged with 16 counts, including attempted murder. Witnesses say the suspect drove at and ran over a Lakewood business owner. The victim is a member of the Sikh community. Aspen City leaders say they will put off making a decision on allowing public marijuana consumption lounges. Such businesses became legal in Colorado at the start of the year, but municipalities make the choice of whether to opt in. The Aspen Daily News report City Council discussed it Tuesday and decided the staff time is not well spent on the issue in the middle of a pandemic. Council members expressed concern about customers not sticking to social distancing. They say they will revisit the issue sometime in the future. Hospital officials on the Western Slope say they had trouble transferring patients to other hospitals last weekend, but not because of the coronavirus. Gunnison Valley Health C.J. Malcolm says other hospitals reported that they were simply busy because it was a summer weekend on the Western Slope. Still, he says he believes it's a trend worth watching.
That is always a concern for a remote community like ours, especially our EMS service, because those are our higher level of care facilities that we take patients to daily.
Officials in Gunnison announced this week they'd gotten 10 new positive COVID results back from the lab, but there is only one COVID-19 patient at the hospital. Gunnison, Grand Junction, and Glenwood Springs can expect heavy rain this afternoon. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have the chance for thunderstorms. This is CPR News.